So the next set of principles we'll be talking about are all about agreement tactics. Now, agreement is a very important principle because it allows us to bypass something called the critical factor. What do I mean by the critical factor? Well, every mind has, if you like, a guardian that guards a gate, which guards the information that comes inside the mind and influences it. We'll call this the critical factor because it analyzes and criticizes information. Essentially what it does is it looks for information that conforms with its own view of reality and how the world should work and only lets that through. Now sometimes that can be a problem because it actually prevents change from occurring. So when people thought that the earth was flat, as soon as someone started suggesting that the earth is round, at first started criticizing it, then they got very angry about it and upset about it. Eventually, they threatened to burn people over this. It wasn't until many generations later, until new people came along who hadn't built a critical factor yet that included a flat world, that it actually got accepted as a valid theory. Now, as hypnotists, it's our job to bypass the critical factor so that we can present information and have it evaluated as though it was a plausible and possible new future. Then, when the mind accepts it, it makes it easier to create new realities in which good things can happen. And agreement is the first step in that direction. Why agreement? Well, agreement really lulls the guard to sleep. Imagine that you were guarding a door to a very important place. And every time you checked someone over, your role was to find maybe dangerous items like knives or guns hidden on them. And if every person you met was very open and, yep, there's nothing here, there's nothing here, there's nothing here, then your mind slowly starts being lulled to sleep. In other words, you begin to drift away from your main task. Because what really keeps people on point is when they are noticing differences happening. So, the agreement begins to lull the critical factor to sleep. So it makes it easier to start bringing in more and more suggestions which may or may not be something they would normally have agreed with. The way I'd like to conceptualize this is to imagine the mind as two rooms. We have an agreement room and a disagreement room. In a room where they agree, where they say yes, the whole neurology that gets lit up is that part of the brain that likes to say yes, that makes saying yes easy, that it finds agreement, that finds harmony in things. So whenever new information gets presented, the brain tries to harmonize with the same information. That's what that room does. Now, if you're in the other room, the critical room, the no room, the disagreement room, the mind begins to look for distinctions, things that are different. That's what critique really means. It's to critically analyze, to find differences in a particular kind of performance. And so, the mind begins to look for reasons for disagreeing with things, for rejecting things, for finding the contrast. And it might well throw out the baby with the bathwater along the way. So one of the powerful tactics you can do is called the agreement tactic. Make sure they firmly sit in the agreement room and begin to open the neurology of saying yes and agreeing to you. How we do that will be the subject of the very next track.